The spirit of the late Racine County Clerk Rose Lee was evident in the fourth floor courtroom of the downtown courthouse for a ceremony to install Sam Christensen as the new administrator. Christensen offering thanks to other county officials, the judges, and to an absolutely fantastic clerk of court's office staff.
You are a great group of people to work with. And it's sort of said that you're only as good as the people that you surround yourself with. And I do have to say, I'm pretty damn good.
Christensen's parents driving 8 hours from South Dakota to attend his swearing-in ceremony. He'll serve out the remainder of Lee's term and then would have a chance to run for that elective office. The Racine County District Attorney's Office charging 36-year-old Micah Williams of Mount Pleasant with stealing over $700 from Festival Foods, the store where he used to work. Criminal complaint says security video shows Williams concealing the theft out of a registered drawer with one of the store's advertising documents. Conviction carries a maximum 6 years in prison. He'll be back in court October 15th. A fund has been established by the family of Shelley Bauman, who was badly burned recently after accidentally falling into a fire pit at a home in Mount Pleasant. The Help Shelley Fight Fund is at the Rapids Drive location for Landmark Credit Union. And aside from in-person or mailed donations, you can go online to GoFundMe.com/H94DUN3C. The 57-year-old Bauman, suffering third and fourth degree burns over 80% of her body, remains in Columbia St. Mary's Medical Center's burn unit. The president of the Kenosha NAACP, Veronica King, has filed a citizen's complaint against the police department after being arrested for obstructing during a traffic stop last Sunday, claiming she was roughed up by the officer. The 52-year-old King, reportedly telling that officer she only deserved a warning, not a ticket for speeding, says in her complaint she deserves an apology and her citations dismissed. Wisconsin's unemployment rate down for the month of August.
Figures released by the State Department of Workforce Development show Wisconsin had a seasonally adjusted jobless rate last month of 4.5%. That's down 1/10 of a point from July and 6/10 of a percent below the national rate for August of 5.1%. DWD estimates there were 7,200 private sector jobs created last month. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And Kenosha's Lincoln Park has had its issues this year, including fights and closure for a time, but a recent coordinated effort by the city and the community has put new emphasis on improving that gathering site and the atmosphere. Another of those efforts tomorrow with a volunteer cleanup focused along the shoreline. It'll all begin around 7:30 in the morning north of basket number 11 for the Disc Golf Course. Once the cleanup is done, a disc golf tournament is going to be held. There's more information by contacting Adam Gonzalez at 262-748-0400 or on his Facebook posting for the event. The Green Bay Packers will have to face Seattle Sunday night without right tackle Brian Bulaga, who sprained the MCL in his right knee during practice Thursday. Don Barclay expected to fill in with any additional help from J.C. Treader, that word coming out of Packers camp this morning. The October 13th appearance of The Who at the BMO Harris Bradley Center in Milwaukee has been postponed because 71-year-old lead singer Roger Daltrey has viral meningitis. The initial four shows of their 50th anniversary North American tour had to be canceled in the hope that Daltrey could recover in time, but today the remaining 24 shows were also postponed, including Milwaukee. Pleasant Prairie police ended up arresting a woman for a shots fired call in a motel parking lot Thursday morning, as well as a man with whom she had had an argument on an outstanding warrant. Zion police finding the 26-year-old woman from that community in a vehicle that had been stopped based on a broadcast description from Prairie police. Shots were fired outside the La Quinta Inn off Highway 50 east of the interstate. The Racine Public Library's Board of Trustees got an update on the process to replace the 12-year-old mobile library, the bookmobile, as many still call it. They're looking to get a new vehicle. Process has been underway for some time already, the same Muskego consultant being used as the last time. What Racine is looking for with a new mobile library, that'll be part of an information-gathering process in the Chicago area next month, a national roundup of mobile libraries to look over. Just how much the new Racine Mobile Library is going to end up costing, well, that all depends on what goes into it. Johnson Controls looking to cut some 3,000 jobs over the next 2 years, part of a push to trim about $250 million in costs annually. That would be more than 2% of the company's workforce of 130,000. Saukville Republican Senator Dewey Strobel proposing to raise the minimum age for most workers in the Wisconsin retirement system from 55 to 57 and from 50 to 52 for those in protective services jobs. Another bill would have retirement payouts calculated based on the top 5 years of an employee's work instead of the current 3 years. A fundraiser set up for next Thursday, September 24th at the Kenosha Jimmy John's on Green Bay Road to help with the funeral expenses for two murdered children. In-person donations can be made at the gathering from 4 to 6 p.m. that afternoon or online at GoFundMe.com/TK46KMJ8. Lucia Hernandez-Alvarez charged with 6 felonies, including intentional homicide. Members of the Racine Common Council getting a chance this week to talk with Police Chief Art Howell about more than just the policies on use of force, which he was requested to present. They talked about things like, well, the use of canines in different ways.
These animals, people don't have a clue what they do for us. If we have a building that's, you know, thousands of square feet, if an officer or officers had to go through these buildings, you know, it could take several hours. But the canine can go through, you know, with their keen sense of smell. And if you introduce an article to the canines, they can go through and they can do that type of work in minutes.
And neighborhood cameras like those that helped 18th and Meade and West 6th and Memorial discussed, as well as the armadillo. That vehicle was placed outside troubled properties. Now it's a special assignment focus enforcement vehicle, or SAFE. Lightning last night started a home in Wanakee on fire. It resulted in about $300,000 damage. Nobody got hurt. The house was said to have been fully engulfed when the first crews got to the scene. Members of the Gateway Technical College Board green light the plans and funding needed to expand the training facilities for law enforcement on the Kenosha campus, and that includes a new shooting range and a simulated city. Kenosha News quoting Gateway Facilities Vice President Bill White as saying construction could begin the first quarter of next year. All total, enhanced law enforcement training facilities will end up costing about $2 million to be handled through bonding. Plans had to be revised after a failed referendum to create those new facilities. Sendix Foods announcing it's going to be installing grinding systems from Racine-based InSinkErator at 11 of its 12 stores in the Southeast region, as well as its distribution center, all to convert food scraps into energy. InSinkErator makes the Grind 2 energy system, which Sendix began to use at its store in Mequon last year. It resulted in just one truckload of waste going to the landfill every month, compared to 8 in the past. And as a result, the decision's been made to expand to the other 11 stores. Ross Dress for Less is a California-based off-price retailer. It's got plans to open up a store inside the former space of Penney's at Regency Mall in Racine. But before that, it'll be opening up stores next month in Brookfield, West Dallas, and in Eau Claire. In addition, aside from Racine, the company has a plan to have a store in Waukesha. And a lot of Apple users not happy with the new iOS 9 operating system. Twitter and other social media lighting up with complaints from folks reporting an error message telling them software update failed. AccuWeather forecast, variably cloudy. This afternoon, a chance of scattered thunderstorms developing, especially toward tonight. High 73, then a flash flood watch from 7 tonight until 7 a.m. Saturday. Thunderstorms very likely tonight. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.